eighth inning, and then the Royals put together a 3-run seventh and held on to win it 3-2. 1-2 is up and away. 2 balls and 2 strikes. Brewers had opportunities in the eighth and the ninth and couldn't cash in last night. 2-2, missed low, count is full. 3 balls and 2 strikes. So the crew hoping they can get into that Royals bullpen eventually, but Lugo's been extremely efficient. 68 pitches through 6 innings for Seth Lugo. This is a guy that they'll stretch out to 101, 102. 3-2 pitch is hit foul up the first baseline. Stays at 3 balls and 2 strikes. So it is not inconceivable that Lugo could go 8, maybe even 9 innings tonight, depending on how he's going, if the Brewers don't put some pressure against him. 3-2, swing and a miss. Got him to chase his sweeper down and away, and a strikeout of MJ Melendez, an ortho ASAP strikeout for Hobie. He's retired all three that he's faced so far, including a couple of strikeouts. And now here's Nelson Velasquez. Milner came in and did a nice job in last night's game as well. The pitch lined past Ortiz, foul down that third baseline. It's 0-1. 10 seconds for station ID on the Brewers radio network.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS 1100 AM Berlin, W252 DR Oshkosh, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
4-2 Royals. Bottom of the sixth inning, Milner catches the outside corner with a strike to Nelson Velasquez. It's nothing and two. With Josh Maurer and Kent Sommerfeld, Lane Grindle with you from Kansas City here tonight. Game two of this series. Brewers chasing a couple of runs right now. 0-2 pitch. Rolled foul at the third baseline. It stays at 0-2 on Velasquez. 2 outs and nobody on. All 4 of the Royals runs came in the bottom of the fifth. They've out hit the Brewers so far tonight, 7-5. Oh, 2 pitch missed a little bit high. It's 1 ball and 2 strikes. Beautiful night in Kansas City. Brewers trying to make it a little bit more beautiful if they can get some offense going late. 1-2 lined into right. That is going to drop in front of Frelick on a bounce, and Velasquez has a 2-out single. So Velasquez aboard, and here's Kyle Isbell, who delivered an RBI single back in that fifth inning. That got the Royals on the board. At that point, it was a 2-1 Brewers lead. And then Garcia grounded out, and then Witt Jr., that's one of the plays of this game, hit a hard ground ball behind the bag at third. Ortiz laid out as Isbell, showing bunt, takes a strike. It's 0-1. Got to his feet, threw across the diamond in what would have probably been in time, but Hoskins couldn't hold the bag. Witt ended up with an infield single. 0-1 is down in the dirt, 1 ball and 1 strike. The next batter, Vinny Pasquantino, on the first pitch that he saw, lined a ball in the right center field gap. And the Royals took the lead. They tacked on another on a double from Salvi Perez. 1-1. That's a strike at the knees. It's 1-2. Brewers have action in their bullpen. Looks like Thiago Vieira is getting loose. Milner looks at first. And the 1-2. A little bit high with a fastball at 88. Counts even, 2 balls and 2 strikes. Isbell hitting 220 on the air, 3 home runs and 10 driven in. He is 1-for-2 in this game. 2-2 pitch, swing and a miss. Got him with the sweeper down and away. And he strikes out Isbell for the final out of the inning. That is 3 ortho ASAP strikeouts in relief for Hobie Milner so far tonight. We head to the seventh. Kansas City leads the Brewers 4-2 on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Why is construction work in Wisconsin at an all-time high? the federal bipartisan infrastructure law provided funding boosts for critical road and bridge projects, airport improvements, and broadband expansion. The Inflation Reduction Act accelerated utility-scale solar and wind projects. Senator Tammy Baldwin helped get these measures enacted. Call Senator Baldwin and thank her for creating good-paying construction jobs for Wisconsin.
Paid for by Wisconsin Infrastructure Investment Now, Inc.
When planning your next getaway, you want to be sure you have all your bases covered. The Island Resort and Casino has all the amenities you'd expect from a premier resort destination. Plus, well, you could say it's bases loaded with two championship golf courses, a luxury hotel and spa, Vegas-style gaming, casual and fine dining, and live entertainment. Visit islandresortandcasino.com to plan your trip today. Because when it's the Island Resort and Casino, your total experience is a grand slam.
Carbliss, a proud partner of the Milwaukee Brewers. Premium, ready-to-drink cocktails made right here in Wisconsin. Zero carbs, zero sugar, zero gluten, zero guilt. And just 100 calories a can. Carbliss has flavors for every fan. Fruit flavors like pineapple, lemon lime, black cherry, and more. And classic cocktail options like margarita, paloma, and Moscow Mule. Find Carbliss at your local grocery store and pick up a pack to enjoy while you watch Brewers baseball at home or while you tailgate before a game. Carbliss, less is more.
Brewers baseball is the sound of summer.
Oh, baby.
This is the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Four to two, Kansas City. We enter the seventh, and here's Josh.
Yeah, Seth Lugo has settled into this game and then some, facing Joey Ortiz. And the first pitch, breaking ball, just clipped the inside corner, nothing and one. Gave up back-to-back homers to start the second inning, did Lugo. The last one came to this man, Joey. Wind up in the 0-1, outside. Yanked a cutter, and it's 1-1. Ever since that Ortiz home run, Lugo has retired 15 of the next 17. That qualifies as settling in. Wind up in the 1-1. Off the plate away with a breaking ball, and it's 2-1. The only men to reach since the back-to-back homers, singles by Churio and Frelick in the fifth. The Royals scored four in the fifth. 2-1 pitch, Ortiz swings big, but fouls it back over the screen, and it's 2-2. All four runs charged to Colin Ray. And Thiago Vieira continues to work in the bullpen. It looks like he'll get the bottom of the seventh. 2-2. Tried to check, but he committed on a fastball that was way outside and high, and he struck him out. One gone in the seventh inning. Five strikeouts, two of them of Joey Ortiz for Lugo, who's pitching another gem. Jackson Churio singled back in the fifth. He's up there now. And he swings and grounds it right back to Lugo on a hop, fields in front of the mound, and throws to first in time to get Churio. Two quick outs. And as Lane told you, his pitch count is so low, Lugo might have a lot more to go. Two out with that 4-2 lead. Here comes Blake Perkins, who is 0-2. Brewers baseball is brought to you by Pella Windows and Doors. Get 0% interest-free financing for up to 60 months if you order by May 10th. With certain restrictions applying. Perkins takes outside on a curveball. Set your free in-home consultation today at PellaWI.com. Trying for another 1-2-3 inning is Lugo. The 1-0 pitch. Perkins takes a strike with a curve right down the middle. It's been that kind of trip. Brewers playing their fifth game, and everyone, the opposing starter, has been great. Line drive on a hop to third. Eats up Garcia. Knocks it down. Picks it back up at his feet. But the throw to first wasn't going to be in time. And it's wide. And it goes off the glove of Pasquantino and into the dugout. So Perkins will be given second base on the play. We'll see how they score it. It was a one-hopper right at the feet of Michael Garcia. It was hit hard by Blake Perkins the opposite way. So it got on him quickly. And trying to recover, Garcia hurried the throw to first. It was not going to get Perkins, so they rule it a hit. And then there is an error that puts Perkins at second base. Here comes Matt Quatrero, the manager. The left-hander is up in the bullpen for Kansas City. And they're going to call on him to face Sal Frelick. A little bit surprised, as well as Lugo has pitched, that Angel Zerpa is being summoned into the game here. They're going to go lefty-lefty, and I think the Brewers are probably fine with this. They trail 4-2. Frelick coming out, two out in the seventh. It's a U.S. Cellular call to the bullpen. They remind you, when the Brewers are on, your hands are for high-fiving, not scrolling. U.S. Cellular built for us. So here comes the left-hander Zerpa on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Your business is a part of you. It's made from your DNA, your blood, your sweat, your tears. From a gleam in your eye, you gave it what it needed to grow into the pride and joy it has become. You wouldn't dream of letting anything bad happen to it. So you lavish it with love and wrap it in the cozy warmth of the silver lining. Pamper your business with a policy from West Bend. Visit thesilverlining.com to find out more.
Members of Leuna are the most diverse trade in Wisconsin's construction industry, partnering with over 900 contractors to meet the demand for a skilled, safe, and productive workforce. Their union members construct roads, bridges, buildings, sewer and water lines, and energy infrastructure. Feel the power of a career as a member of the Wisconsin Laborers District Council, where you will earn great union wages, health care, and a pension. Learn why you are worth so much more by visiting LiunaWisconsin.org. LiunaWisconsin.org.
It's time to clear the air. When you use ethanol in your vehicle, it burns cleaner than regular fuel. But it does more than that. It's better for your engine, it's more affordable, and it supports farmers right here in Wisconsin. And really, don't we all deserve cleaner air? The Wisconsin Biofuels Association encourages you to do your part. Fill up with unleaded 88. It's better for all of us. Learn more at wibiofuels.org.
Left-hander Angel Zerpa is coming in to face a pinch hitter here for the Brewers. It'll be Andrew Monasterio coming in to bat for Sal Frelick. 4-2 Kansas City. And now Perkins at second with two out here in the top of the seventh inning. Lugo done after just 77 pitches. And here is Zerpa. Pitch to Monasterio. Inside and low, ball one. In limited action with the crew this season, Monasterio does not have a hit. He's 0-for-9, has walked twice. But they wanted a right-handed batter against this southpaw. The 1-0 pitch. Outside and high on a fastball. It's 2-0. William Contreras is on deck. That is not a man that Zerpa and the Royals want to face. They want him, I'm sure, to go right after Andrew Monasterio. The 2-0 pitch, inside and low. It's 3-0. Lugo gave up six hits and one walk. The back-to-back homers by Hoskins and Ortiz, the only damage thus far, but Perkins at second belongs to Lugo. Stretch in the 3-0. Inside corner, called a strike. Didn't have to be. It was close. Emil Jimenez, the umpire, says strike one, though, from Angel Zerpa. Good numbers in 15 games, a 1.76 ERA for the lefty. Runner at second, 3-1. Swinging a ground ball right side. It sneaks through into right field, base hit. Around third comes Perkins, and he will score without a throw. First hit of the season with the crew for Andrew Monasterio is in a big spot. The pinch hit run scoring single to right, and it's 4-3. Then now Contreras coming up with the tying run at first base. Now, how about that? Got himself into a 3-1 count and inside outed that pitch. Monasterio shoots it through that right side. At the moment, an unearned run. And here comes William, who's 0-for-3. Pitch by Zerpa. Swing and a miss. Slider and a big rip by Contreras. Contreras is only 3-for-18 on this road trip. Monasterio leads it first in the 0-1. Ground ball right side. That one sneaks through and into right field for a base hit. Renfro charges and gets it in quickly to hold Monasterio at second base. couple of almost identical looking ground ball singles through the right side greet Serpa. And Gary Sanchez is coming out. He's going to pinch hit for Tyler Black. Brewers trail 4-3, and this is all coming with two outs. It started with the infield hit by Blake Perkins. And then the somewhat, we thought, curious decision to take Seth Lugo out of the game. We've got a visit to the mound here. It's going to be the pitching coach, Brian Sweeney, visiting Serpa, who has to stay in here and face Gary Sanchez. He's only faced two batters. You got to face three. All trips to the mound presented by Potawatomi Sportsbook. There's a new era of sports betting at Potawatomi with a video wall, self-service kiosks, restaurant, bar, VIP deck, and more. It's a sports fan's paradise. So the Brewers have the tying run at second, the potential go-ahead run at first, and Gary Sanchez coming to the plate as a pinch hitter. The pitching coach is back into the dugout. Well, the first pinch hit move of this inning by Pat Murphy came up aces. That was Monasterio. Here's Sanchez, who homered last night. Comes in hitting 212. Two on, two out in the pitch. Strike at the very bottom of the zone from Serpa. Threw him a changeup. Gary's power stroke has been coming around. He's homered four times on the young season. The 0-1 to him. Swing and a foul back. He got a fastball. And he hits it over and to our right out of play. He's behind, nothing in two. He'll try to battle back against the left-hander. He generally hits very well against southpaws. That's why Pat Murphy is making this move. He's going for it here in the seventh inning. Monasterio at second, Contreras at first. Serpa with an 0-2 pitch. That's inside on a fastball. 97 on the gun, but Gary took it for ball one. What a big moment in this game. Serpa sets right at his belt. The 1-2 pitch. Down low, he took a changeup below the knees. 2-2. There have been three straight hits after there were two outs recorded in this inning. Serpa ready the 2-2 pitch, swing and a chopper off of his foot in the box. It hops up into the air. It's a foul ball, and Sanchez wasn't bothered by it. He's got a shin guard down there, and it's still 2-2. Right-hander John Schreiber is ready in the bullpen for Kansas City if needed. 4-3 Royals. Serpa with another 2-2. Swing and a miss. He got him with a changeup. Biggest pitch of the game. And the inning is over. Gary Sanchez strikes out, and the Brewers strand runners on first and second. So we go to the bottom of the seventh. A run did score. It's 4-3 Kansas City on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
What's on tap? Brought to you by Miller Lite, the original light beer. Rooting for the Brew Crew, because we're from Milwaukee too. Tastes like Miller time.
During every Brewers home game, fans will have the chance to win the all-new 2024 Toyota Tacoma, courtesy of your Wisconsin Toyota dealers. Visit brewers.com/Toyota to enter.
Milwaukee Brewers Baseball and Miller Lite.
Members of Liona are the most diverse trade in Wisconsin's construction industry, partnering with over 900 contractors to meet the demand for a skilled, safe, and productive workforce. Their union members construct roads, bridges, buildings, sewer and water lines, and energy infrastructure. Feel the power of a career as a member of the Wisconsin Laborers District Council, where you will earn great union wages, health care, and a pension. Learn why you are worth so much more by visiting LiunaWisconsin.org. LIUNAWisconsin.org.
In the woods with Mr. Baseball Bob Uecker and his pal Tony.
Ah, you just can't beat camping in Wisconsin, Tony. The great outdoors, lots of friendly folks too. Can you believe how many stopped by when we were cooking up those Usinger brats?
Well, especially after they saw your sign, Uke, Usinger brats on the grill.
Always nice to share a Usinger brat with friends.
I saw a couple bears, too.
Hey, bears are fine. No cardinals, though. Everybody loves Usingers. Just keep them away from my peppered bacon.
Bob Uecker.
He just hit a three-run shot
on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Well, the Brewers get one closer. It's 4-3 Kansas City as we go to the bottom of the seventh, and Thiago Vieira does indeed take over on the mound. Defensive changes. Joey Ortiz has been taken out of the game. The pinch hitter for Frelick Monasterio remains in as the third baseman. So you need a new right fielder, and that's going to be Jake Bowers. He will bat in Joey Ortiz's number 7 spot. And now the batter is Michael Garcia to greet Vieira. First pitch, line drive, base hit, left center field. Smoked over the head of a leaping shortstop, Willy Adames. Chorio throws it in to hold Michael Garcia at first. He's got his first hit of the game, and the Royals in business with the meat of their order coming up and a speedster at first. Here's Vieira, who had a very tough weekend at Wrigley. Overall, Thiago making his 12th appearance of the year. No wins nor losses, a 5.40 ERA. He's now given up 5 homers in 16 innings. And Bobby Witt Jr. up there. He'll take a letter-high strike. Pitched both Saturday and Sunday against the Cubs. Vieira gave up a home run to Patrick Wisdom on Saturday. And a home run to Dansby Swanson on Sunday. There goes the runner, but Witt fouls it out of play. That'll get into the seats right field side, and he's behind Thiago, nothing in two. And Michael Garcia will have to return to first. One run game, it is imperative that the Brewers try to keep it right there with 6 outs left to work with. Witt has not been retired. 2-for-2 with a walk against Colin Ray. Vieira holds, and the 0-2 pitch. Swing ground ball towards the middle. Tough play, Adames. He's got it. Flipped to second, one. Relay to first is not in time to get Bobby Witt. Adames and Tarang did all they could there. But Bobby Witt Jr. is just too fast to double off. It goes 6-4 on the fielder's choice. And now Witt replaces Garcia as Vinny Pasquantino comes to the plate. Seventh inning stretch was sponsored by IslandResortGolf.com. The island, your premier resort destination, the largest north of Milwaukee, and the place to be this summer. Book your trip today at IslandResortAndCasino.com. Pasquantino's got the big hit in the game. Pitch to him. Way inside from Thiago. Throws the hips back out of the way. The big hit I was talking about, the go-ahead two-run double with 2 out in the fifth. When he came up, it was 2-1 Milwaukee. After he swung it, it was 3-2 Kansas City. He's 2-for-3. Vieira turns and checks on Bobby Witt at first. No tag applied by Hoskins. Schreiber, who's been great for the Royals this year, is still getting loose in the pen for the eighth. There goes Witt, pitches outside corner for a strike, but there's no chance for Contreras to throw out Bobby Witt. He is safe as the throw is very tardy. Now you got a runner in scoring position. It was strike one to Pasquantino. 13th steal of the year for Bobby Witt Jr. If he gets on first, it's almost like a double. Big insurance run in scoring position. Vieira comes 1-1 and misses down and in with a slider, 2-1. Hobie Milner was great. Got 4 outs, 3 of them strikeouts. He has had 2 appearances already this series, going more than an inning of scoreless baseball. The Vieira wheels and bluffs the pickoff play in behind Bobby Witt Jr. Didn't make a throw. 2-1 on the left-handed hitting Pasquantino. 4-3 Royals in the seventh in the pitch. Line shot back through the middle and into center for an RBI hit. Rounding third is Witt. Throw coming up from Perkins will not be in time. And it's now Kansas City leading 5-3 as Pasquantino gets his third hit of the game. He smoked it. And he's driven in three. He's the difference tonight. Kansas City back in front by a couple of runs. Boy, that almost got Thiago Vieira on the way by. It was hit 108 miles an hour off of Pasquantino's bat. Vieira got the glove up, but the ball was past him. Thiago got a little shaken up in his attempt to, one, catch, and also, two, elude being hit by the baseball. And so the athletic trainer, Dave Yeager, is coming out to look at Thiago. He didn't get hit by the ball, but I wonder if all that violent movement just to try to avoid it shook him up. That's what they were checking on, I think.
Yeah, it's always a scary situation when something whistles right by your ear like that. And so, if anything, Thiago probably just needed a second to get his breathing back under control.
So Vieira will try to keep the deficit at two, but here comes the dangerous Salvador Perez, who had an RBI double last time. Trainer back into the dugout. First pitch low and away, ball one. Two very hard hit hits of the first three batters Vieira's faced here in the seventh. The 1-0. That's a strike with a slider at the top of the zone. Royals offense has come to life the last few innings after they were shut out for the first four. 1-1 pitch. Swinging a ground ball towards third. Just foul. Out of the reach of a diving Monasterio, the new third baseman. But it was on the wrong side of the bag for the Royals. So the Brewers got back within a run in the top of the inning. But the big strikeout of the pinch hitter Sanchez kept it a one-run deficit. 1-2 pitch is down and away, and it's 2-2. Actually, I believe it's 1-2. The run into the bottom of the inning. The runner at first, Pasquantino, in the pitch. Grounded foul wide of third again. Remains a ball and two strikes. Perez, 1-for-3 with the aforementioned RBI double that capped that four-run fifth. 5-3, Kansas City. Vieira set at the belt. 1-2 again. Swung on and tipped off of Contreras. 98-mile-an-hour sinker. And spoiled by Perez. Actually, it is 2-2. So two balls, two strikes, one out, and Perez will use his timeout. Let's drive around the league, brought to you by Construction Business Group. Wisconsin operating engineers and trusted contractors building Wisconsin together. Cubs and Padres playing a great one at Wrigley. 2-2, swing and a miss. He struck him out with a fastball. Vieira puts away Perez for the second out of the inning. Ortho ASAP strikeouts. Start healing faster with them. Meet with a specialist today. Learn more at orthowisconsin.com. And that'll be the final pitch for Thiago. Brewers had gotten Jared Koenig up in the bullpen, I neglected to tell you. And Pat Murphy's going to call him in. It's a U.S. Cellular call to the bullpen. Proud to support the Brewers. When the game is on, notifications go off. Enjoy the game with your crew. U.S. Cellular, built for us. Just telling you about that Cubs-Padres game. 1-0 Chicago in the seventh. Thanks to the great Shota Imanaga. Here it's 5-3 Royals, runner at first with two out in the seventh, and Koenig coming in again in the seventh inning again on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
It's that time of year again, Wisconsin. Hunting season is back. Before you head out, remember that safety is always the number one target for a successful hunt. So when you're out in the woods this season, practice these simple tips. Treat every firearm like it's loaded. Always point your muzzle in a safe direction. Be certain of your target and don't touch the trigger until you're ready to shoot. For more safety tips, visit dnr.wisconsin.gov. Brought to you by the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources.
Service and savings. It's Woodman's.
Hi, we're
Welcome to the Woodmans. I'm Clint.
I'm Phil, saving you big time money on honey and tea.
12-ounce bargain bee honey, just two for $5. Or 20-count Bigelow tea, two for $5.
I can run the hot, hot prices on honey and tea.
Bargain bee, two for $5. Bigelow, also two for
$5. Enjoy honey and tea season and save lots of money.
Better products, better prices, better service because we're employee owned. It's Woodmans.
Life's better with American Family Insurance. Because our home policies help protect your dreams and come with peace of mind. Save up to 25% by bundling home, auto, and life. American Family Insurance. Get a quote, find an agent at amfam.com.
Products not available in every state. Discounts may not apply to all coverages on an auto or home policy. Discounts do not apply to life insurance policies. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies, American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Jared Koenig's already thrown a ball one on Michael Massey. Now the 1-0 pitch. Swing and a ground ball right side. Diving to his left is Terang, but he can't get it. It goes into right field. First to third goes past Quintino on a single by Massey against Koenig. And the Royals have him on the corners with two outs as we welcome you back to Kauffman Stadium. Score is 5-3 Kansas City. A run is already home in the home seventh. Massey faced Koenig last night in the seventh inning and homered against him. Same matchup Pat Murphy went to tonight, and this time he singles against him just out of the reach of a diving Bryce Terang. Past Quintino goes to third, and you've got runners on the corners here for the right-handed hitting Hunter Renfro. Koenig did strike him out last night. Stretch and the pitch to Renfro. Swing, ground ball, softly hit to short. Playing it, moving in is Adames. He's got time and throws the first in time to get Renfro. That will retire the side, but not before the Royals add a run. Pasquantino's driven in three. We go to the eighth. It's 5-3 KC on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Protect your dream home with American Family Insurance. And you can weather any storm. You'll also save up to 25% by bundling home, auto, and life. American Family Insurance. Get a quote. Find an agent at amfam.com.
Products not available in every state. Discounts may not apply to all coverages on an auto or home policy. Discounts do not apply to life insurance policies. Visit amfam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies, American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Enter Quick Trip's Around the Bases Contest, presented by Ferrero. Just stop by your neighborhood Quick Trip. Purchase any Kinder Bueno, Butterfinger, or 100 Grand with Quick Rewards, and you're entered to win. If you're selected and the Brewers score in the first inning, you walk away with a $100 Quick Trip gift card. Compliments of Ferrero. Visit quicktrip.com/sweepstakes for more information. No purchase necessary. Quick Trip and Ferrero, proud partners of the Brewers Radio Network.
Save big money on roof and floor trusses now at Menards. We carry a large selection of pre-built residential and post-frame trusses to complete your next building project. Bring your building plans to your local Menards or upload online and start designing your trusses today. Save big on trusses at Menards. And don't forget to check out our flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Bob Uecker is the sound of summer.
Oh, my goodness.
On the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
John Schreiber takes over. Former Red Sox, who's been fantastic with Kansas City. He'll protect a 5-3 lead. Royals need six outs to clinch the series. Hoping for a comeback here, and here is Lane Grindle to call it for you.
All right, thank you, Josh. Willie Adames will lead things off against Schreiber. He's been good so far this year. This is his 18th appearance. Royals have called on him a lot. 3-0 with a 1.10 ERA, and the first pitch to Adames. Catches the inside edge with a two-seam fastball. It's 0-1. 16 and a third innings on the mound in relief for Kansas City this year. 0-1 missed outside. One ball and one strike. Brewers chasing a couple of runs. 5-3 Royals lead here in the top of the eighth inning. Adames 0-2 with a walk tonight. Schreiber kicks and delivers, and a breaking ball is lined into the tight jumping glove of Garcia at third. Garcia leapt up, and took extra bases away from Willie Adames. If that is 6 inches higher, it's into the corner, and Willie standing at second. It has been that kind of a road trip for Willie Adames. Does the job again with another good swing. Something taken away from him. Has to be frustrating for the Brewers shortstop. One away for Bryce Terang. Schreiber kicks, delivers, and this is lined into left. That's going to drop in there for a base hit for Bryce. So Terang is aboard, and the Brewers have had some good swings here early against Schreiber. And now Rhys Hoskins, who Willie Adames stopped to talk to in the on-deck circle before the Terang at bat, comes to the plate here for the crew. Rhys, of course, had the solo home run, his seventh of the year, back in the second inning. Tying run at the plate here in the top of the eighth. Schreiber's pitch. Missed inside. It's 1-0. Hoskins is officially 1-for-3 in this game tonight. Terang with very good speed at first. And the 1-0 pitch. Missed. Oh, it caught the outside corner. That is a miss by home plate umpire Emil Jimenez. Breaking ball that looked wide of the plate. But instead it's 1-1 on Hoskins. The pitch. Breaking ball. That is in there for a strike, and it's 1-2. Sidearm delivery from Schreiber. He's not all the way down. But it is a tough arm slot for a right-hander for sure. 1-2. Missed down and away with a sweeper. And it's 2 balls and 2 strikes on Hoskins. 1 out, 1 on. Jake Bowers in the on-deck circle. Brewers trailing 5-3 in the top of the eighth. Schreiber shakes off Salvi Perez on the first call. And now the 2-2. Ground ball foul up the third baseline. They got a piece of Hoskins' foot. And it'll stay at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Well, a perfect night for a shandy here at Kauffman Stadium. Leinenkugel's Summer Shandy, refreshing Weiss beer with natural lemonade flavor. Leinenkugel's flavor of the moment. Schreiber looks in. The 2-2 to Hoskins. And he got him looking. Rhys Hoskins letting Emil Jimenez know that maybe that one was a strike, but the one earlier wasn't. So Hoskins strikes out looking. Two down, and now here's Jake Bowers. That one was borderline pitch. Probably a strike. First pitch to Bowers is a swing and a miss. It's 0-1. But the second pitch of that at bat was not a strike to Rhys Hoskins. Schreiber looking in. Terang gets his lead from first. The 0-1. That caught the low outside corner. Bauer is not so sure. Pretty close pitch again. And it's nothing and two on Jake Bowers. Brewers dugout chirping a little bit at Emil Jimenez. Runner at first and two down. The 0-2 to Bowers. Hit off the end of the bat, foul down the third base line. And it stays at 0-2 on Jake. Hitting 194 on the year for Bowers. 2 home runs and 13 driven in. Schreiber brings home the pitch and missed high. 1-2. Bowers trying to work himself back into this count. Oliver Dunn has grabbed a bat. He is in the on-deck circle. He would hit for Churio if this inning extends. One-two pitch. Way outside, it's 2 balls and 2 strikes. Royals fans seem to want that call. It was not close. Bowers again trying to battle here after falling behind 0-2. He's got the count even at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Schreiber's pitch lined foul out in front of a breaking ball up that first baseline. 2 balls and 2 strikes. The count remains. It is quiet in the Royals bullpen. Bowers trying to at least extend this inning. Fouled back and out of play and into the second deck behind home plate. So Bowers fouling some pitches off. And he's hanging in there right now. About to be pitch number 8. And this is lined out to right, coming in as Renfro makes a sliding catch. It popped out of his glove. Terang had to wait and see if he caught it, so he will only get to second on the play. Renfro went into a slide, looked like he caught it, it popped out of his glove. So Bowers comes through, and now here's Oliver Dunn, and a big pinch hit opportunity for him here. Good at bat from Jake Bowers. 8th pitch of the at bat. Hard line drive into right. And now let's see if Oliver Dunn can get something done here in this 8th inning for the Crew. Much like last night, giving themselves opportunities even though they've fallen behind. They've got the tying run at first, the go-ahead run at the plate. And Oliver Dunn, who's been swinging it better of late, coming to the plate to face John Schreiber here. And Brian Sweeney out there for a Pottawatomie Sportsbook trip to the mound. New era of sports betting at Pottawatomie Sportsbook. Video walls, self-service kiosks, restaurant, bar, VIP deck, and more. It is a sports fan's paradise. So here is Dunn. And Schreiber looks into him. Couple of hits in the inning for the Crew. First pitch. Way inside, almost hit him. And it's 1-0. Dunn sitting at 230 on the season with a home run and 6 RBI. Schreiber's 1-0 pitch. Missed inside, and it's 2 balls and 0 strikes. Dunn, a couple of big deep breaths before he gets back into the box. Terang with good speed at second. Bowers at first. 2-0 pitch. Swing and a tip into the mitt of Salvi Perez. It's 2-1. He had a big cut at a cutter that ran in on him just a little bit. Dunn looks out at Schreiber. 21 pitch inning so far for the right hander for Kansas City. The 2-1 pitch popped up, foul, out of play. Above the Brewers third base dugout, it's 2-2. Tonight's 8th inning brought to you by the Wisconsin Laborers District Council. Earn great union wages and benefits building Wisconsin's infrastructure. Learn more at liunawisconsin.org. That's LIUNA, and feel the power. 2 balls and 2 strikes on Oliver Dunn, the pinch hitter. Schreiber set at the belt, the pitch. Hit foul and out of play down the third baseline. Dunn a little bit late on that fastball at 94. But staying alive, and the at bat from Bowers, a very good one. Now Dunn up there battling. Some lengthy at bats against Schreiber here in this 8th inning. Spin and a throw to second, and Terang is back in there safely. Bobby Witt Jr. sneaking in behind Bryce Terang to take that throw. Schreiber again looking in. Here's the 2-2 to Dunn. Fouled back and out of play. Right behind home plate. Oliver Dunn is battling right now. I think trying to determine if he just swung at a strike or not, talking with Emil Jimenez. Looked like the pitch was a little bit inside, but probably too close to take with two strikes against you. 2-2 pitch. Down and in. Count is full. It's 3-2. Boy, some really good at-bats here from Bowers and now Dunn. They are making Schreiber expend a lot of energy. This will be pitch number 26 of the inning. Here it comes. And he fouled it off. The runners, of course, moving on the pitch. But Oliver Dunn chops it foul at the plate. And it stays at 3-2. And some action will begin in that Royals bullpen as this inning really getting some length to it for Schreiber. Runners will have the benefit of moving on the pitch once again. 3-2. Swing and a miss. Struck him out. Cut fastball. Swung over the top of it. And the inning is over. Brewers with two hits. But nobody across and they strand a pair. We go to the bottom of the eighth. 5-3 Kansas City on the Brewers Radio Network. Presented by American Family Insurance.
An unsuspecting driver at a gas station in Wisconsin.
Welcome, Pump 15. How you doing?
Great.
Were you wearing your seatbelt today?
I never wear my seatbelt.
We're going to get him. We're going to get him real good.
Oh, my goodness.
Hello, sir. How you doing?
Dollar driver.
It takes 1 second to strap a seatbelt on.
Well, let's do this. Let's do it together. Now, don't that feel better?
Donald Driver can't always be there to remind you.
Click it or ticket.
And let's reduce fatalities on Wisconsin roadways.
And I should have recognized your voice when you're harassing
I'm watching you.
Sponsored by Wisconsin DOT.
Snow brings thoughts of ways to stay busy in Wisconsin during the winter. And if you anticipate hitting the slopes, are you surprised to learn there are more than 36 ski resorts across the state? It ranges from Wilmot Mountain, which opened in 1938 in Kenosha County, to Mount La Crosse Ski Area with one of the longest runs in Wisconsin. Granite Peak offers 58 runs outside Wausau, and Wild Mountain Ski Area and its 7 lifts near Hayward. Now, do you know which of those resorts sits on the highest slope? The answer coming up. Recreational skiing started in the Midwest. The Lost Ski Areas Project reports the first documentation of actual downhill skiers happened in Beloit in 1841. So which resort sits on the highest slope today? It's Granite Peak near Wausau and boasts 400 acres at a 700-foot vertical drop. The fun and history of skiing is a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Milwaukee Brewers Baseball on Oshkosh Air Support, 98.3 FM and 1100 AM WISS.
MJ.
Jared Koenig stays out on the mound for the Brewers. It's a 5-3 Royals lead. MJ Melendez leads things off for Kansas City here in the bottom of the eighth inning. And the first pitch from Koenig misses down and away. It's 1-0. Brewers have stranded four runners over the last two innings. They've had some opportunities. A swing and a miss by Melendez. And it's 1-1. James MacArthur is getting loose in the Royals bullpen. He's their closer. 1-1 is rolled foul up the first baseline. It's 1-2. Brewers just 1-for-6 tonight with runners in scoring position. That was a statistic they dominated in the first 2.5, 3 weeks of the season. It's a statistic that's not been as kind to them of late. 1-2 popped up on the infield. Adames settling underneath of it, makes the catch with 2 feet in the outfield grass for the first out. So one away for Nelson Velasquez. And that's the way that statistic typically goes over the course of a season. It ebbs and flows. There's not a lot of rhyme or reason to great numbers with runners in scoring position, but it also explains when you're putting up a lot of runs like the Brewers were early and when runs have been a little bit tougher to come by like they have been of late. Velasquez takes inside. It's 1-0. Brewers have also seen a lot of really good starting pitching. 1-0. Fly ball left field. Monasterio has moved to left. He is tracking it, makes the catch in fair territory for out number 2. Monasterio's played a little bit of outfield, not much, But he is in left right now with Oliver Dunn playing third after he pinch hit for Jackson Churio. So two away for Kyle Isbell. Making Wisconsin's finest cheese spreads for over 50 years, Pine River. They're a fixture at summertime get-togethers. Look for it at fine stores where you'll also find Usinger's, America's finest sausage, and Cedar Crest, Wisconsin's premium ice cream. First pitch to Isbell. Misses down and away with a curveball. It's 1-0. Koenig brings home the 1-0 pitch. That nailed the inside corner. It's 1-1. A 5-3 Royals lead. 21 hits in this game between the two teams. When you looked at the pitching matchup before this game, you might not have assumed that. 1-1 is chopped foul. And it's 1-2 on Isbell. Brewers have collected 5 of their 10 hits in the last 2 innings, but just 1 run to show for it so far. They'll try to get after MacArthur in the 9th. One ball and 2 strikes on Isbell. The pitch. And he missed outside with a curveball. It's 2-2. Brewers led 2-0. Royals took a 4-2 lead. Brewers made it 4-3 with a run in the 7th. And then the Royals with an insurance run in the bottom of the 7th to make it 5-3. Isbell takes down and away. And it's full up now. 3 balls and 2 strikes. Michael Garcia is in the on deck circle. Koenig looks in. And the 3-2 pitch. Ground ball, left side. Diving is done. It's off his glove and into left field for a base hit. Kyle Isbell with his second hit of the game. A 2-hit effort out of the 9-hole hitter for Kansas City. And he is aboard for Michael Garcia. Quiet in the Brewers bullpen. They'll roll with Koenig here in this bottom of the 8th. Garcia 1-for-4, had a base hit back in that 7th. Koenig's pitch in there with a strike. It's 0-1. Isbell gets his lead. He's being held on by Hoskins. Koenig's 0-1. Fouled back into the net. And it's 0-2. Royals snapped a little losing streak with their win last night against the Brewers. Brewers have lost 3 in a row, in danger of dropping their 4th in a row if they don't come from behind in the 9th. 0-2 pitch. Hit foul and out of play first base side. And it stays at 0-2. Two teams will wrap up this series tomorrow afternoon. Then the Brewers head home for a 7-game homestand. 4 with the Cardinals, 3 with the Pirates. There goes the runner. 0-2 pitch. He is outside. Throw to second. He is in time. Angel Hernandez says that Contreras throws out Isbell. Royals waiting to see if they want to challenge it. But the Brewers coming off the field, and Isbell seems to suggest that they got him too. He's coming off the field as well. MacArthur coming in for Kansas City as we go to the top of the 9th. 5-3 Kansas City on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
No matter where you're headed, Citgo is a good place to start. Whether you're off to the ballpark, dog park, or amusement park, driving range, or drive-in theater, Saturday morning soccer, or Sunday brunch, Citgo top-tier tri-clean gasoline gets you where you're going and keeps your engine running cleaner and smoother along the way. Whether you're traveling near or far, when you start with Citgo, you're good to go.
For the ultimate sports betting experience, get in the game at Pottawatomie Sportsbook. Unleash your inner champion with dozens of betting kiosks, a VIP deck, high-end bar, first-class restaurant, broadcast booth, a 2,000-square-foot video wall, and more. It's a sports fan's paradise, 24/7. Bet above the rest. Only at Pottawatomie Casino Hotel, Milwaukee. Visit the website for more. Must be 21 years old. All bets must be made on-site.
Thanks for calling Toyota. This is Jan.
Hi, Jan. I just adopted a new best friend, and I'm looking for a Toyota so we can make the most out of summer.
With a new RAV4, you can take your pup for a drive up the coast. You can take a Prius to the park for some tug-of-war. Or you can take a Tundra to kayak at a remote lake.
One problem, Jan.
Oh?
My new best friend's a cat.
Your summer starts here, but it all ends June 3rd. Toyota, let's go places. Dealer inventory may vary. See your participating Toyota dealer for details.
Every pitch, all season long.
Swing and a drive! Left center field!
On the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Well, we go to the top of the ninth inning. It is a 5-3 Royals lead. James MacArthur, the 6'7", 27-year-old that made his debut in late June of last year and has taken over as the closer for Kansas City, is on to face Blake Perkins, and the first pitch in there for a strike. It's 0-1. MacArthur was a minor league trade with the Philadelphia Phillies last offseason before the 23 season. 0-1 pitch is down and in, and it's one ball and one strike. A deal that was made with little fanfare. Barely anybody noticed, but the Kansas City coaching staff and their scouts felt like they could fix James MacArthur, and they have turned him into their closer here in 2024. 1-1. Ground ball up the middle, but Bobby Witt Jr. is right there by the bag at second. Throws it to first and retires Perkins. There's one away. Royals with a 5-3 lead. They've outhit the Brewers 12-10 here tonight. MacArthur making his 14th appearance, 2.87 ERA with 7 saves. Made 18 appearances a year ago for Kansas City. Here's Andrew Monasterio. The pitch missed outside. It's 1-0. Brewers need to get a runner on to get the tying run at least to the plate here. They were able to do so in last night's game. Came up short. 1-0. Missed outside. Two balls and no strikes. Brewers, of course, had the tying run at the plate when the ninth inning started, trailing by a run, but they got the tying run on. There's a strike with a sinker pretty much right down the middle. It's 2-1. Brewers trying to find a ninth inning rally here against Kansas City at Kauffman Stadium. 2-1. Ground ball but foul up the third baseline. It's 2-2. Brewers jumped out to a 2-0 lead tonight on back-to-back solo home runs to start up the second inning from Rhys Hoskins and Joey Ortiz. But Royals found some offense in the middle innings. 2-2. Breaking ball popped up. This one on the infield. Massey, the second baseman, taking charge. Makes the catch, and there's two down. And the Brewers down to their last out. And William Contreras will be that batter for Milwaukee. Contreras has a hit tonight. He's 1-for-4. MacArthur has needed just 8 pitches for the first 2 outs of this inning. First offering, swing and a miss, at a slider, and it's 0-1. A 1 pitch, slider down and away. One ball and one strike on Contreras. Been a fairly quiet trip for Contreras. 4 hits so far on the trip. 1-1. laid off that pitch down and away. It's two balls and a strike. He is 1-for-7 in this series so far for William. Here's the 2-1. And he nailed the outside corner with a two-seam fastball. Borderline pitch. The call went MacArthur's way. Two balls and two strikes. Brewers down to their last strike. Slider in the dirt. And the count is full. It's 3-2. If Contreras could reach, you got major power with Gary Sanchez in the on-deck circle right now.